visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Hutchgraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, you know, your game got suspended from Friday night to Monday due to the weather. You were able to finish the game, and from what you and I were saying before we started, sounded like your kids responded and just kind of handled things well despite what the score was.
Yeah, we were proud of our kids for the way that they handled the adversity with having, as we called it, you know, an extended halftime over the weekend. You know, the score didn't indicate, you know, in our eyes, you know, how competitive the game really was. You know, an 8-man football, you know, a small lead can make a big jump in a short amount of time. And, you know, that's what happened at the end of the first half. You know, they were able to put up three pretty quick scores and, you know, to kind of push that score up a little bit higher. But yeah, overall, we were proud with how our kids handled the adversity and, you know, just rolling with the punches with the schedule change.
And I know Colton Ish had over 100 in that game from what I was able to see from Michael Deeker, but how has Colton just continued to grow as your signal caller?
Yeah, you know, Colton being a first-year quarterback, you know, coming into the year, we knew that there would be some growing pains, but we also knew that there would be, like, exponential growth. And we're seeing that from Colton, especially running the ball. He's got good vision, and he's got a good burst. And so when we're able to give him a little crease, he can really do some damage. So we're happy with, you know, the progress that he and the rest of the team are making.
So how have things gone in practice this week, knowing you had to turn around and resume that game on Monday, and then you had, you know, two practices before today before you get ready for Yates Center for homecoming?
Yeah, you know, it's like we talk to the kids all the time, you know, about dealing with adversity and you know, things can change at the drop of the hat, and it's not necessarily what happens to you, but how you react to that. And, you know, the coaching staff and I are, we've been pleased with the kids this week in practice, even with the schedule changes. You know, finishing a game on a Monday, which is normally a scouting report day and a JV day, you know, it obviously cuts down a little bit of our prep time this week. You know, I think for a normal Tuesday practice, our Tuesday this week, it looked a lot different. You know, we watched some of the film from the Burlingame game and, you know, did some scouting report stuff offensively and defensively. And so, you know, Wednesday was kind of a split day for us, which normally would be more of just a defensive focus day. But we've been very pleased with how the kids have handled, you know, not only the homecoming distractions, but also, you know, the change in our prep week for Friday night. So, you know, it's not ideal, but I don't think anything in life, you know, as these kids get older, they're going to realize that, you know, not everything falls exactly how you thought it was going to. And so we have to respond.
Visiting with Madison head football coach Nate Hutchgraber here on the Area Coaches Corner. And coach, as you mentioned, homecoming for you guys tomorrow night with Yates Center. District play, you know, gets underway tomorrow as well. And this would be a good opportunity for you guys to get a good start in district play.
Yeah, you know, the old cliche goes when you get into district play, everybody's record is 0-0. And, you know, that's kind of how we're looking at it. You know, Yates Center, you look at their roster up and down, and they've got a lot of young kids, young, talented kids. And so, you know, the challenge is, like for us, you know, we want to take it one day at a time. And, you know, hopefully if we play well on Friday in front of our home crowd, that we can get to 1-0 in the district and kind of even our season record up. So We're looking forward to the opportunity of to play in front of the home crowd and to welcome back some of the alumni and try to get the victory on Friday.
Real quickly, when you were able to evaluate some film on Yates Center, you know, their first two games of the season kind of lopsided, but last week falling 34-26 to St. Paul, they had to do some really good things to hang into that one.
Yeah, absolutely. We looked at the St. Paul film, and you know, they were able to move the ball up and down the field, running the ball and throwing the ball, and were able to put some points up on the board and really had a couple chances late to win the game, and were a little unfortunate to do that. And you know, one thing that we notice about Yates Center on film is, you know, we feel like their coaching staff, they know their personnel. They know what they can do and what maybe they can't do with their kids. And so, you know, they're not real exotic in their offensive formations or their plays or schemes. Same thing on the defensive side of the ball. You know, they try to do a few things and do them very well. And usually, you know, like, especially with a young team, you see like exponential growth, you know, when you take that approach. And so, you know, we know that we have a challenge on our hands. And, you know, like I mentioned earlier, their quarterback's a freshman. I think one of their running backs a freshman, and one of their bigger linemen up front is a freshman. And so we know that those kids are going to be making big jumps, you know, throughout the week, like we expect our young kids to do. So, yeah, we definitely have a challenge on our hands, and hopefully we're ready to play a good football game on Friday.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck tomorrow with Yates Center, and talk to you again next Thursday.
Sounds great. Thank you very much, Dylan. Go Dogs.
That is Madison head football coach Nate Teichgraber joining us here on the Area Coaches Corner, brought to you by MT Networks, Shanky Well Service, and Cody Thurston, land agent with Midwest Land Group on Country 101.7 FM.